Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. John will be back with you on Monday. But in the meantime, we've got a lot to get to this hour. A look at movies hitting theaters this weekend. A truly remarkable and disturbing story of a British businessman who made millions selling fake golf ball finder-style bomb detectors all over Iraq. We'll also look at the future of commuting by tube. No, not the London kind. We're talking about passenger car-sized vacuum tubes. And until that day comes, we want to know, how do you manage your commute?
This is Rich Paisner from Minneapolis, and the best part of my commute is listening to Books on Tape. It really takes me away from the frustration of traffic and the length of my commute.
Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE to tell us. But first, after 3 weeks of silence, NSA leaker Edward Snowden has been talking to a team of international human rights workers, all this playing out from his temporary base in a Moscow airport. Joining us is Ellen Barry, Moscow correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
Ellen, we understand after this meeting that Edward Snowden is asking for temporary asylum in Russia, an asylum he had already asked for before. What's going on?
The question of whether he was seeking asylum in Russia had been a little bit murky because we have not heard from him directly until now. And Vladimir Putin's press secretary had said that he had been interested, but then he changed his mind and was not seeking asylum. Well, today we know definitely. He said that his ultimate destination is Latin America, but for the time being, the only safe place for him is Russia. So he was asking about a dozen people who he invited to see him to make the case to Mr. Putin on his behalf to grant him asylum in Russia.
Vladimir Putin said in the last round of this that the Russian government might grant asylum, but only if Edward Snowden ceased his leaking that was damaging to U.S. Intelligence efforts. Could those conditions still be met? Is that offer still in play?
So indeed, those conditions were reiterated after Mr. Snowden's announcement today. Dmitry Peskov said, yes, if he's willing to agree to those conditions, then hypothetically he might be able to stay. And Snowden himself addressed this question during the meeting, saying that he essentially saw no obstacle in the condition because he did not view his actions as being harmful to U.S. interests. But the passage of time makes it less and less likely that he will get a permanent home in Latin America because it simply gives more time and opportunity for negotiation between Washington and those capitals. And also the question of his travel continues to be, I think, a huge headache.
Still, Ellen Barry, none of this does anything to change the sort of difficult political situation that Russia or Vladimir Putin find themselves in. If they deny the asylum request, it looks like they're kowtowing to American interests. And if they accept it, it looks like they're picking a fight.
Right. I mean, I think in this case, it is Russia is a little bit stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I do think that Putin's conditions, which he articulated almost 2 weeks ago, were an attempt to stake out a neutral position and avoid being forced to say yes or no, because, in fact, neither answer is a real win for Russia right now.
Before we let you go, Ellen Barry, did the human rights activists who met with Ed Snowden have anything to say to you about how he's been living in this transit zone, either what he looked like or did they have any insight into what he's been doing with his time, where he's been sleeping, how it's been?
So what we heard from people, from a number of people in the meeting quite consistently, is that he looked well, he looked cheerful. Some of them said that they joked with him. They asked him if he had had time to learn Russian, and apparently he found that amusing. Another person who was at the meeting said he spoke like a free man. So it sounds like his spirits are high and he's well-rested and well-fed and so forth.
NSA leaker and international fugitive Ed Snowden is still in a Moscow airport. He has met with human rights workers there and has requested temporary asylum in Russia, where he is now. Ellen Berry, Moscow correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.